Hi, my name is Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord. And I'd like to do a commentary on day 6. And the Bible passage is 1 Chronicles 16, verses 11 and 12. And it reads, "Look to the Lord and His strength. Seek His face always. Remember the wonders He has done, His miracles, and the judgments He pronounced." 1 Chronicles 16, 11 and 12. In the first part of that passage, it says, "Look to the Lord." Look to the Lord. There's a tendency to go in the direction where my eyes are focused. I have given the example of sometimes I have been guilty of what they call rubbernecking, where something has happened on the side of the road and I put my eyesight on that what's happening, and before I know it, I'm actually running in that direction. My car actually veers over into that direction, and that is very common. In fact, that's why they don't like for people to do that. So not only does that happen in the realm of driving a car, it happens as I live my life. And that's why God calls me to keep my vision on Him. In fact, He says in Isaiah 26, 3 and 4, He will actually keep me in perfect peace. I want to know the secret of being peaceful. He says, I will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on Him. If I keep my mind stayed on the Lord, peace is going to flood my heart. So I am to keep my eyes on the Lord. And the way I do it is that I stay in the Word of God. I stay in His Word. I purpose in the morning to spend time in His Word with my heart, and as I go through the day, to keep coming back to His Word, either by songs or by listening to sermons or even rereading my own notes, and definitely praying. I find that praying before I have my meals are so essential for me. It just refocuses me back to what God feels is important. The Word of God actually resets my thinking. And so instead of, again, thinking about the things of the world, I think about the things of God. Because the things of the world are temporary. The things of God are eternal. It says that in 2 Corinthians, one of the places, 2 Corinthians 4, 16 through 18, about where we fix our eyes, because the things of the world are temporary. Therefore, we should focus our eyes on eternal things. So the Bible verse says, "Look to the Lord and His strength." There is no strength greater than God's strength. And I pray never to forget that. The devil really tries to mess up my mind when I feel that I am going to be taken out by some strong enemy. But there is no greater strength than the strength of God. And I belong to Him. In 1 John 4:4, it says, "You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one in the world." When I was a kid, they used to have a saying, selling wolf tickets. If somebody was trying to scare people by their mouth, they were not as strong as the other person, but they had a quick tongue. They could talk a good talk, but if people were wise, they would see that they were just selling wolf tickets. They really could not do what they said they were going to do. And I believe that the devil does that a lot. He sells a lot of wolf tickets And if I was not in the Word of God, I would actually be fooled by what he was saying to me. And so I don't focus on the negativity, because the negativity actually is from the evil one. I want my focus to be on the truth of his word. His spirit lives in me. And I want the presence of the spirit of truth to be my focus as I go through the day. So it says, look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. Remember the wonders he has done. Remember what he's done. There are many things that I can choose to think about, and it would be very easy to forget the things that God has already done for me. But if I do that, then I become a person who is always crying out for something and not really acquiring much by remembering that he's already working for me. See, if I'm just crying out, I can forget that I'm already on his side. He's already, has chosen me. I am his. And it's a whole different mindset. So he calls me to remember the wonders he has done. And I want to keep walking in the way that he's shown me, because I don't know any greater use of my time than to be in what God wants me to be in, and that is his word. So again, the passage, look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. Remember the wonders he has done, his miracles. But also I want to remember the judgments he pronounced. God has commands. And the reason he has commands is that he loves me, and he knows that there is an adversary out there, and that adversary is waiting for me to go on my own little merry way apart from God, because then he can really get me. But see, if I obey God, if I follow the loving commands that he gives to me, and all of his commands are loving, I may not be able to see that right away. According to my flesh, his commands could be trying to curtail my fun. But see, my flesh is in close alliance to evil. I don't want to be that. I'm not my flesh. I'm redeemed. So God judges me. He has things. He wants to correct me. He helps me. When I'm off, when I continue to go in the wrong direction, he takes strong measures so that I don't keep going into that direction and get further and further in the pit. And so I want to remember that the Lord cares enough about me to have judgments. So I want to know that. Otherwise, I'm going to be running in the wrong direction. And so I want to give him time to know his judgment so that I'm changed by him. In this reading here, it talks about life seeming very, very heavy. And I'm surprised sometimes, and sometimes I'm not surprised, how easily that heaviness can come back. And I know that it is really connected to my thinking. So it's erroneous thinking that tries to get me to believe that what God is calling me to do on any given day is too hard. But that's a lie. Nothing that God calls me to do has he not equipped me to do as well. So as this whole verse talks about and this reading is about, I have to keep the right focus. And that always again comes back to being in his word. In John 8:31-32, Jesus says, if you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Life seems heavy when I'm believing in a lie again. When I refocus my mind on truth, I get a freedom. And I'll end with that. One of the best things that I find when I am in that type of heaviness again is to go back and get the Word, specific places in the Word. There's a website that I have gone to and I share with people. It's called openbible.net. Openbible.net. Open Bible is one word and then the period and then the word net. Openbible.net. And on that site, there are two things. One, it actually has a cross-reference that I find that is very helpful. But what I'm talking about now is what they have. It's a topical Bible. In other words, if I'm going through some type of emotions, I can put in that topic and it will put out lots of Bible verses on that topic. And then I can take those verses and I can pray those verses. And the other day I was feeling some discouragement. It was just, which is a very typical sometimes when I've had a very good time. And I had a very good time this weekend of seeing people, being with people from this ministry and teaching and listening to what they were learning. That was a very, very good time. And then the thing about a good time is that we come back to reality, the reality of what still needs to be done, you know, work around the house and people to interact with. And so before I knew it, one day I was just sitting at my desk and I go, wait a minute, you know, I'm feeling some discouragement right here. All I can think about is things that need to be done that I haven't done yet. So I looked up that discouragement, and I found 76 Bible verses about that. And they were ranked, really, by what people felt were helpful to them. And I started going down those verses and actually spending time, not a lot of time, but a little time all through the day. I kept those, that printout near my desk, and I pulled it out. And I, one of the first verses was Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. And that caused me, once I read that, to really start praying. I even wrote a prayer. Thank you, Father, for having plans for my life. And I pray to reject all negativity and remember that negativity comes from the evil one. You are my ever-living hope. I have a future beyond this temporal world. And when I focus on those types of things, it's just a matter of time when the devil loses again in his attempt to stop me in my tracks.